I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. Montgomery is settling lawsuits that accuse it of wrongfully jailing people who can't pay fines. The suit claims the practice of jailing debtors violates a past Supreme Court ruling. A federal judge still must approve the settlement. Harry Cleveland is one of the people who brought the lawsuit against the city. She says she spent 11 days, she spent her days living in fear of going to jail for a year and a half because she couldn't pay, only to wind up spending 11 days locked up.
It was awful in the jail. I had to sleep on the floor. It was overcrowded. It was over 50 people in the jail. It's supposed to only house 12, but it was over 50 of us, and a lot of us was on the floor.
The settlement now gives people the option of paying $25 a month, which is lower than the previous amount of $40 per month, or they can perform community service work. The Shepherd Bend mine controversy is set to come up again today. The state is holding a public hearing on whether to renew a permit allowing the mine to channel runoff into the Blackwater River. Critics say those pollutants could threaten the drinking water supply of the Birmingham area. The environmental group Blackwater Riverkeeper admits the mine could bring in new jobs. However, Riverkeeper Nelson Brooks says supporting this mine sends a bad message.
We're alarmed at the prospect of the state of Alabama allowing an industrial activity to commence right on top of a major source of municipal drinking water and allowing a company to discharge pollution directly into it.
The public hearing is at the Bevel State Community College campus in the town of Summerton. The event begins tonight at 6. The public can also comment online until Friday. Drought is quickly spreading across Alabama. Statistics released today show about two-thirds of the state is abnormally dry, and about 10% of the state is in a moderate drought. A week of hot, dry weather made conditions worse. State climatologist John Christie says things could improve, however, since rain chances increase this weekend. And the car-hailing service Uber is hoping students around the country, including those at some of the South's largest universities, will make the mobile app part of college life this fall. The company announced today that it will bring service to 22 college towns, including Tuscaloosa and Auburn, home to the University of Alabama and Auburn University, of course. The app is designed to compete with traditional taxis. Now, for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Skies remain clear tonight. Low temperatures back in the upper 60s to low 70s. Look for a good supply of sun early on Friday. Some clouds rolling in late in the day, primarily over South Alabama. There could be some showers over the southern half of the state on Friday. Expect temperatures top out in the 90s. For the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, a good chance for scattered showers or storms. It doesn't rain all day, but have the umbrella handy. Lows near 70. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.